Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Maddie, Sophia and Cameron with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, an update on today's launch of the 50 cent fares for Queensland's Translink services sees a so far positive outcome. These new fares are already creating a successful flow of happy travellers, with many of those whom spend time travelling now glad to be spending less money doing so. University student Ashley Brown, who spends an average of $30 a day travelling from Gold Coast to Brisbane and back, said this morning, "It's a good change having a little bit of money left in my pocket at the end of the day." Those concerned about capacity of buses are also being encouraged to use trains where they can, as trains have a higher passenger capacity.
In local news, tourists on the Sunshine Coast reported a boat driving through a pod of dolphins at Hell's Gate in Noosa National Park, despite law prohibiting boats from coming within 50 metres. Diego Gloria, a witness, said the dolphins were active in the area until the boat's arrival scared them away. However, Bagawan Marine, the boat's operator, claimed the dolphins appeared suddenly and the crew did not intentionally approach them. The Queensland Environmental Department is investigating the matter, and a spokesperson said this incident highlights the need for stricter enforcement of marine protection laws.
Diablo Codes is a successful brewing and distillery, has located from the Sunshine Coast, blaming the council's restrictive town planning scheme. Previously based in the Big Pineapple Precinct, the company was forced to find a new location after the Sunshine Coast Council Town Planning Department recommended Mr. Litmus find a site on the industrial estate. Dimitri Limanitis criticised the regulations, saying, "We've got something like 18 breweries, and I think they're all in industrial areas. It's kind of embarrassing if I was a town planner for the Sunshine Coast." The business moved to Gympie after Mayor Glenn Hartwig reached out to Mr. Limanitis, saying, "Look, we want more employed people. We want to be on the map. We want to help you as much as we can." In national news, calls for greater power for eSafety Commissioner and enhanced police training are mounting as anti-Semitic and Islamophobic online contents have surged nationwide. The Online Hate Prevention Institute's upcoming report will reveal significant increases in harmful posts. Since the Gaza conflict began, online hate speech for both sides has increased dramatically. The Institute's CEO, Andre Obler, said hate speech targeting both groups was significant on every platform. Analysts are pushing for expanded powers to tackle group-based hate and combat the rise in discrimination on all fronts.
In international news, a Belgian triathlon team has opted out of today's planned mixed relay in the Seine River. According to the Belgian National Olympic Committee, the triathlete team has opted out of today's planned mixed relay event as one of their athletes, Claire Michael, got sick. A report from Belgian media, The Standard, claimed Michael is hospitalized with an E. coli infection. The Belgian Olympic Committee and the triathlon said they hope future triathlon competitions can be guaranteed with race days and formats that are clear in advance and conditions that do not create uncertainty for athletes, entourage and fans. There have been concerns over the Seine River's cleanliness with multiple protests against the swimming in the river.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy with a chance of showers and light winds. It's currently 20 degrees with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website, 4zzz.org.au/news.
Bye! Bye.